You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Nosoi, the Pasuk says, V'yishlechu min ha-machne. Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to send certain people who were Tuma out of the Machne. That's where Klal Yisrael was resting. Kol Tzeruah v'cholzov v'chol Tomei l'nefesh. Tzeruah is someone who has tzaras, a skin condition, with spiritual manifestations. V'chol Zov is also some sort of physical condition which has spiritual manifestations. V'chol Tomei l'nefesh refers to someone who touches a dead body. All of these conditions or situations create tuma. So because the person is tuma, he should be removed from where Klal Yisrael is resting, where they live. So Meinishal Torah brings down from the Avnei Ozel an explanation of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain types of hargoshes, certain types of human feeling, and certain types of tshikos umavoyim. Umavoyim is maloshen taiva. Why do people be attracted to certain things that they like or be repelled for things that they don't like? We can say they learn to have a hava, to love something, and they learn to hate something. What is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these hargoshes, these feelings? So he says, Al menas sheyenatzel adam letzorech inyonim ruchnim yoseh gevoyim. The purpose of these feelings is a person should feel love towards the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to love spiritually, and to be repelled by things which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not want us to be associated with. And we continue, Shiyei mishtoikek el ha-kedusha ve'lahavas Hashem. We should have an intense desire towards kedusha and things that lead us to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like David HaMelech said in Tillim, Tzoma lecho nafshi, kuma lecho besori, that I thirst for being close to you, my nefesh thirsts for being close to you, and my physical body has this desire to be in your presence. This is the reason that these hargoshes were created within man, that he should have something driving him to bring him close to the, so to speak, right things, and to be repelled by the wrong things. But the problem is, he continued, Ela shemis alvin hakoiches hagashmias, umoishchin es tekshukosov shel adam klape mata. The problem is that human nature is such that somebody has a taiva towards his physical desires, which are not always in sync with what the spiritual desires are designed to do. If you want to have a good meal, a kovod Shabbos, that is a physical desire which has a spiritual positive connotation. But there are physical desires that the Rabbeinu Shlom says that we have to stay away from, which connect us to the Olam HaShofel, to the earthy component, so to speak, of our physical being. Lefikach, Ikra Avodaso Shel Ha'Adam Yisrael Hu Letares HaTshukos Halalu Mikol Psoilos. Our mission in this world is that we should teach ourselves, we should learn how to direct our loves towards the thing the Rabbeinu Shlom wants us to love, and to disconnect them from the Psoilos. And he gives a mashal, which is tied to a pasuk, Hinei sigim mekesef. Silver, which is a valuable metal, has dross. It has impurities. And to refine the gold or the silver, we have to remove the impurities. We have to remove our desire to become in contact with any sort of tuma, tzaras, zuhama, so that our spirit should help us refine our bodies. This is the quote from the Avnei Ozel that the Meinishal Torah brings down, where he adds a very fascinating additional thought from the Chedushi Arim, that the Chedushi Arim said, Ma'ashpo is Yorim Evyon. From the Ashpa, he raises Kodesh Baruch Hu, the poor person. And he says that the word Evyon is not only can be translated as the poor person, but Evyon is related to the word or the phrase, toiv l'chol dava, a thing a person gravitates towards. So the Eibishter helps lift us up from the ashpa, from those things which, so to speak, we should look upon as garbage. Kach, kishemis avim loy hoyu mechuvonim li'inyonim shvelim. Our taivis should not pull us towards lowly physical things. Ki im li'inyonim ruchniim elyonim. Our taivas should pull us towards holy things, and that's what we should have a yearning for.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
So, dear friends, those who are acquainted with this shir know that one of the primary purposes of this shir is to take these rarefied madregis, which tzaddikim raised to an amazingly high level, but to apply it in our physical everyday life, we mere mortals who are not on the levels of the tzaddikim. But we can take these concepts and apply them, and we can use them to our great good. And it occurs to me that this idea of learning to experience love for the good things that the Rabbeinu Shlom wants us to love, the spiritual good, it connects to the pasuk in Tehillim, Chishavti Derochai, Veshiva Ragli Ela Edo Isecho. The English translations say, I considered my ways and returned my feet to your testimonies. And the Medrash Rabba says that what David HaMelech meant was, Oma David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Yoimo Yisi Mechashev. Every day I think I want to go to this place and go to that place. I set my feet to go in that direction. My feet just take me to the Bata Knesias and Bata Midrashis. This is what the Medrash Rabba uses to explain the pasuk in Bechukosai Teilechu, the word Teilechu. If you follow my statutes, you go in the direction of my statutes. So the Medrash says that, so to speak, my feet, my physical body, pulls me to these places. And we can train ourselves to do this. And this has to do with the Chazal, that you're only supposed to learn b'mokim shelibay chofetz, ma shelibay chofetz, in a place that you're comfortable learning, in learning a subject that you're comfortable learning. Actually, the Arizal says, as is brought down in this Shevet Musa, that this is a sign from heaven that this Gilgul, what it is you're supposed to learn. But also, it connects to what we're trying to do, which is we're trying to get ourselves to train our physical bodies to want the spiritual things. And this could be similar, as was told to by a dear friend of mine in the community. It could be that some of us, when we get older, and we're not allowed to eat this, and we're not allowed to eat that, like a diabetic is not allowed to have sugar, you could teach yourself to dislike sugar or something else like that, even though you gravitated towards it in your younger years, but you know that it is dangerous. So you can train yourself to avoid that and develop an aversion to that so that you don't want it anymore. So it is with spiritual things. And there are many, many examples of this, but I just want to end with a piece of Kedushas Levi, which we've talked about previous occasions. It's the last Kedushas Levi in Parshas Bereishis. On the pasuk, V'noyach Motza Chein Be'enei Hashem, that the world was in a degenerate state right before the Mabul, and even the Malachim that came down to this world were perverted and consorted with the ladies, and even the spiritual entities, this is the opposite, the spiritual entities became debased because of the taivas that they were exposed to at the world at that time. And the pasuk says, Noach motza chein be'enei Hashem. And pasuk pshat is that Noach found grace in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kedushas Levi says more. He says, a cloud that every tzaddik, what he looks at, he learns his avodas Hashem from that. And if he sees people running after their inappropriate desires, la'avera, the tzaddik learns how to direct himself to have a taiva for the avoidus Hashem. And he makes a kal v'chaymo. This person is destroying himself because he's running after this inappropriate taiva. But if I develop a taiva for something spiritually positive, then this can remain with me forever in this world and in the next. And he applies it in the pasuk here, that at that time, Noach saw chein ra be'olam, inappropriate chein in the world that was causing the perversion. So Noach took this chein, motza, be'olam midas chein, shehoyu l'taivas roes, v'omar ha'kosuf, v'noach motza chein be'enei Hashem, shenoach higbiya chein ha'hu be'enei Hashem l'kedusha, shemimenu lokach avoides Hashem. So much so that we should learn from Noach, and we can develop a physical desire for something of a spiritual nature. And actually, the Kedushas Levi someplace else says that if you set yourself upon this berach, then it is feasible. And of course, it's a high madrega, but it's feasible to derive more hanah from the mitzvahs that we cleave to than to the physical things which we naturally gravitate to, which we remove ourselves from. Eveshe should help. Habol l'tara Messiah and law. If we want to develop ourselves, to learn to love learning, to learn to love doing mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, then we will be matzliach beruchni uvegashmi, and Eibishter will help that we'll see psuras tovis and refuas and achamas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.